from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Two Iranian nationals have been charged in an alleged scheme to steal and resell software to Iran, including a program to design bullets and warheads. According to an indictment unsealed Monday, Mohammad Saeed Ajili recruited Mohammad Reza Rezaka to break into companies' computers to steal their software to resell to Iranian universities, the military, and the government. The two men and a third, who was arrested in 2013 and handed back to Iran in a prisoner swap last year, allegedly broke into the computers of Aerotech Associates, a company in the northeastern American state of Vermont. According to the indictment, Rezaka conducted the hacking and cracking operations, and Ajili was in charge of marketing and selling the programs. The two men were charged in the Vermont Federal District Court, which issued arrest warrants for the two, who are believed to be in Iran. Nearly 40,000 residents of British Columbia and Western Canada have fled their homes because of out-of-control wildfires that officials say are likely to get worse. Hundreds of Army planes and thousands of firefighters have been deployed to the area. Australia is sending 50 firefighters to help battle the blazes. About 40,000 people were ordered to evacuate their homes, overwhelming the small town of Kamloops. The Canadian Red Cross has brought in emergency supplies and extra beds to help the town cope. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appeared before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International has called for the immediate release of the activists. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by nearly 3 months. It was implemented a year ago in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the prime minister's office had asked parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an attempt to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after 15 years in power. 35 coup organizers were also killed. Since last year's coup, operating under the state of emergency, the Turkish government has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants that it says were supporters of the aborted coup. The government has also arrested 50,000 people. A code of conduct drafted by the Italian government, setting out new rules for refugee rescue ships operating in the Mediterranean, is drawing the anger of charities and rights groups who claim the code will risk thousands of lives. Under the proposal, which the European Union approved Monday, refugee rescue vessels operated by charities are barred from coordinating with people smugglers by phone or using lights to signal their location. They are now restricted to patrolling in international waters, not in Libyan territorial waters, where they can pick up asylum seekers closer to shore. Any vessel discovered to have breached the code risks being banned from docking at Italian ports. Venezuela's opposition has called a day-long general strike for Thursday, hoping to pressure President Nicolas Maduro into calling off plans for a new constitution. The opposition is launching what it says is a, quote, final offensive on Maduro to call for early presidential elections. And the United States needs more foreign workers to keep some American businesses from floundering, according to a decision announced by American officials on Monday. The Department of Homeland Security said it will make 15,000 additional H-2B visas available for companies to hire temporary, non-agricultural foreign workers before September 30th. In a written statement, DHS Secretary John Kelly called the move a, quote, one-time increase. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.